He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, June 26th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think, Stephen, we're the pregame show, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. Leading up to the USA game.
Yeah, so we'll do we'll announce the lineups for the USA. Who are we playing today?
Playing Germany.
Oh,
Jürgen Klinsmann's
country. As I've watched these games, that I said, you know, those Germans, they look good. They're all about precision, and you know, they look like a Mercedes Benz versus a Jaguar. It's just like precision, you know. They are engineers, so that one scares me. You know what? The market was doing just fine, and something came out. Spending
numbers.
What's your problem? Aren't you spending? I guess the consumer. Look, I don't think the consumer's in good shape, personally, and I've been saying that for a long time. I've been looking at stocks like TJ Maxx and Ross Stores and Target, and they look terrible. And the spending numbers came out, and all of a sudden the Dow's down 98 points, just like that. Whoomp. Happy Thursday. 16,768. The S&P 500 is down 11, 12 now. 1947. Let's just check our accounts here. Let's get that up right there. We'll refresh that screen. Last time we looked, we were up. That's got to be a mistake, but we will verify that here in a minute. The Nasdaq's down 25. There's no way we're up. There can't be. The Nasdaq's down 25, 4,354 right now. Gold is not going anywhere again. Has that refreshed yet?
Still loading.
Okay, tell me when it's loaded. Yep. Gold is at $1,316 per ounce. Crude oil, man, I'm telling you, it's not budging. It's at $106.13 on the light sweet crude. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now. We're not up anymore, are we? To the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I have my assistant here, Stephen Gunderson, no relation. It just so happens, you know, two guys in San Diego with the same last name ended up at the same place called Gunderson Capital Management. Yeah. What are the odds?
Pretty weird.
The odds are about the same as Tim Lincecum pitching a no-hitter against the Padres 2 years in a row. And who the guy on Switzerland got a hat trick?
That's right.
Three goals.
I don't know his name, though.
All in the same day, and we've been told by our engineer, Kevin, that the last time that happened was Steve Busby, pitcher extraordinaire, who had a no-hitter during the World Cup probably 16 years ago, something like that,
yeah.
On the same day that a guy scored a hat trick. So for all of you numbers people, numerology types, what does this mean for the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Tim Lincecum. I know what it means for the San Diego Padres. We suck.
Yeah. It's just further confirmation.
You know, we have a lot in Padre lore over the years. We've been around for 44 years. No Padre has ever pitched a no-hitter.
Nope. Or hit for the cycle.
We're still waiting.
Or hit for the cycle.
Gosh. And just in the last year, 2 years, we've had the same person no-hit us twice. I was at the first one. I left in the seventh inning. I was so humiliated. I was sitting next to some Giants fans in their orange and black, is it? Orange and black?
Yep.
Is that their colors? And they were obnoxious as all get out. They were on about their fifth beer by then. And you know me, teetotaler over there drinking my orange soda. And they just kept getting loud. I said, you know what? This guy's going to pitch a no-hitter. I told my wife, let's just get out of here. Let's go to the gas lamp and have a nice dinner. And we'll hear it on TV tomorrow, you know. And oh, well.
Good call on that one.
Good call. Okay. Controversial subjects. All right. Going around. I want to talk just a minute about a controversial subject that I finally come to my final conclusion on this subject matter.
Yep.
The subject is sell stops. Okay? There, you know, the momentum method of investing says use a 6 or 7% sell stop. It's not up that much, but still, we missed out on that.
Yeah.
The O'Neill method, the CAN-SLIM method, says always protect yourself with a 6, 7, 8% cell stop, okay? Always. Well, okay, in theory, you say to yourself, that sounds pretty good. That's the most I can lose in a stock is 6 or 7, 8%. I bought an insurance policy. But now let's look at that. Okay, let's say the market goes into a downtrend, all right? And you get stopped out of about 4 or 5 stocks for a 6% loss, 7% loss. You go in and buy 4 or 5 other stocks to replace them. Market's in a downtrend. Wham! Another 6 or 7. Now you're down 14%, right? And if this continues on, you're just getting whacked. Yeah, eventually you should say, hey, the market's going against me. I'm going to quit buying stocks here. But sell stops, you know, you get hit 2 or 3 times in a row and you're down 21%, number one. Number two, it takes the human touch out of the equation, okay, which I don't like. I like to size up a stock daily. I like to look at that chart and I like to make my own decision. I just don't like a mechanical system that takes, now you can argue, well, it takes all of the emotion out of it. But I, you know, during the volatile times in the market in March and April, I started using some sell stops again. Now, here's another big thing against sell stops. Remember the flash crash? One day it was down like 7, 8, 9, 10%, and then it came back up within an hour. It wiped out all the sell stops. And all of these people, their portfolios were down 7 or 8% that day, okay? And when the net result at the end of the day, the market was even. So I swore off sell stops at that time, okay? Never again. It's like the 12-step program. You know, I will not go near a sell stop. But, you know, as the market got a little more volatile here recently, I said, you know, I'm just going to put in a few.
Yeah.
And I did. And a couple of them got hit right away, you know.
Yeah.
And I had just a few hanging out there that, frankly, I kind of forgot about them. And they were on oil stocks, which, you know, there's really been no need to put in a sell stop there recently. But yesterday, or 2 days ago, the oil stocks swooned. Someone made a big bet against big oil. And the market, the oil stocks had a huge sell-off that day. And it took two of my stocks off the table.
Two of your favorites.
Yeah, one was Nabors Industry, and one was Continental Resources. Okay, I think Continental's actually down again today. Yeah, you know it's not. We got stopped out here and back up to there. But Nabors, we got hit yesterday. It was one of my largest positions. Come to work this morning. Top gainers in the market today. Nabors Industries up 10%. Okay, well, I lost it to a sell stop yesterday. So anyways, I am done with sell stops.
Yeah.
Nah, you never say never, okay? Look, if I get a stock, here's where I think they do come in handy. You've got a big gain. You're up 112% on a stock. You don't want to give up that gain,
before
right?
Before things get out of hand, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You want to make sure that you end up locking in a triple-digit gain. That's the exception I would make. Other than that, you know what? I guess if you don't have the time, if you're golfing every day, if you're at work every day, and you can't monitor your portfolios, I can monitor. I'm here every single day looking at everything I own several times a day. I'm just going to keep the human touch. We canceled we had a few still hanging out there. We wiped them all out, took them off the books, and we're just going to do things manually. So yes, controversial subject. There's people that swear by them, and there's people, I swear by them too. I swear every time I put one in and take it out on a stock. So they're just not for me, all right? I like to buy stocks that are undervalued, that have good performance, and I like to watch them very, very closely and be very, very vigilant. Okay, we've had some IPOs this week. I want to comment on some of those. We've had some nice breakouts this week in stocks. I've picked out a couple here to feature today in the show. The newsletter will be going out, as always, this weekend. That is a very in-depth newsletter that has about 5 model portfolios, whether you're an ETF investor, a mutual fund investor, a trader looking for some speculative type stuff that's moving, or whether you're aggressive or conservative, or even income. They're all in the newsletter. You can get on our weekly mailing list, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And I get the newsletter coming to your inbox every single weekend. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
And we will be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and my assistant here, Stephen Gunderson, who joins us today. You know, we try to find good stocks on a consistent basis. We try to put together our own all-star team here every single month, week, try to have the best players on the field that we possibly can. You know, our Padres are looking for a new GM. Aren't they?
It's like hiring a new money manager.
Yeah, we have a new GM like every two or three years in the Padres, and they rip it all up and they start all over again because nothing ever works. And hopefully, finally, we'll get a decent GM, a Billy Bean type, who's my hero in baseball, Moneyball. Get in a good GM because, look, we don't have the budget. We don't have the checkbook that the New York Yankees have. We don't have the checkbook that the Angels have. We don't have the checkbook that those. What's those guys up the road from us? Couple hours. Is that their name?
The hated Dodgers.
We're not Dodger fans. Whenever the Dodgers come to town, we all chant "Beat LA," which we don't do very often, but we still chant. And you know, so the GM is in charge of putting together the team on the field, right? Okay. In my case, I'm the GM and the manager. You know, I'm the GM. Of course, the app helps me out, which is mechanical.
Yep. It's
my sabermetrics.
It's your Moneyball.
It looks at the stats, and those stats include past performance, track record, valuation, chart patterns. And, you know, as I look at GoPro, does GoPro have a track record?
Not yet.
Not yet. Today it begins. Does GoPro have a stock chart?
Not yet.
It'll begin as one dot today on a screen. And the valuation, I gotta believe that they're not bringing this thing out cheap. They're trying to squeeze everything out of it that they possibly can. So,
right.
You know what? Look, we try to stack the odds in our favor. There's no guarantees in the market, but it's all about probabilities, right? And even if you get the best players out there, if they can bat 338 like Tony Gwynn did, they're still getting out 662 times out of 1,000, right?
Yeah.
It's all about probabilities in the stock market. And as I look at our portfolios, there's not very many that are losers. I mean, pretty much they're all up. They're just not it's not a year where we can really get anything going so far.
Yeah.
But I saw a nice breakout yesterday, and we have several that are breaking out. We've had a really nice run here the last couple of weeks, really nice run. And a couple of stocks that I want to feature today. The first one I want to feature is a large cap company, which is headquartered in Houston, Texas. How come all these winning stocks this year are in Houston?
It seems like they're all in Texas. Midland, Houston, Texas.
Irving.
Austin.
Everybody's winning down there but the Rangers.
Yeah, that's right.
Schlumberger. Which you would think would be in France, but it's not. Schlumberger. I had worked with the guy that called it Schlumberger. They provide technology services, project management, and information solutions to the petroleum industry worldwide. $152 billion company. All right? I mean, this is up there with the big boys.
Yep.
This is a large cap company that also happens to pay a dividend of 1.4%. Therefore, we own Schlumberger in two accounts, Stephen.
Right.
Which two accounts would those be?
We have it in our conservative portfolio and our growth and income portfolio.
That's right. And the conservative portfolio is a conservative growth portfolio, which focuses on large cap stocks.
Right.
Like Schlumberger, $152 billion. Now, why do we own Schlumberger? Why does it qualify? Why do we consider it at the current time to be one of the very best large-cap conservative stocks out there? Let's begin with track record. Let's begin with the sabermetrics. Let's do the 10-year, Stephen, the 5-year, and the 1-year track record of Schlumberger.
Over the last 10 years, Schlumberger has delivered 15.1% per year, while the market's delivered 5.6%, so almost tripled it.
Yep.
Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 17.2%, while the market's delivered 16.3, so just outperforming it a tiny bit. But over the last year, it's up 60%, while the market's up 23%.
Yeah, I mean, the fracking boom has really, and of course, $106 oil prices has really helped it. Momentum grade right now on Schlumberger?
We get an A.
Okay, so performance is there right now. All right, okay, but performance doesn't end there. I require valuation. That's why I'm not putting away shares of GoPro in my aggressive growth account. I'll keep my eye on it. Yeah, I'm just as interested in it as anybody else. But I also look at it with a rational view of, hey, you know what? This ain't going to be no bargain. The other thing that worries me about GoPro, it's hardware. It's hardware. How hard is it for somebody in Korea or Taiwan or China to come up with a GoPro camera that's half the price?
Yeah.
That's just
the nature of time.
It's the nature of the beast in technology. So I'm not real wild about GoPro. And there's no track record. Like we just did with Schlumberger, we did 10 years. We did 3 years. We did 1 year. Okay, now how about the valuation here? Do you think GoPro's coming public at 16.8 times forward earnings? I highly doubt it.
I would guess more than that.
You know what? I would guess somewhere in the 70 to 80 range.
Yeah.
We'll know here within a week or two. I mean, I suppose you could read through the 500-page prospectus and find it buried in there somewhere, but I got to believe that it's not coming public at 16.8 times forward earnings. And, you know, like Schlumberger is going to continue to grow, steady growth. They expect 17.6% per year over the next 5 years. When we divide 16.8 into 17.6, what kind of a PEG ratio do we get?
0.96, so less than 1.
Less than 1. I got to believe GoPro is greater. Probably, it's probably got a PEG ratio of 2 or 3. Now, I'll know here pretty soon. Maybe by tomorrow, maybe we'll be able to get some numbers out there on what they're expecting in the way of earnings and growth going forward. But I know it's not trading at a discount to its growth rate. I can guarantee you that. When I take Schlumberger's earnings estimates next year of $6.76, which is a very healthy number, carry them out at 17% a year, put a multiple on that I think is appropriate down the road, I come up with a $200 five-year target price. Stock's currently trading at 117. Now, here's the last piece of this equation. GoPro has no stock chart whatsoever. It will get one dot today. Well, it'll get a line where it opens and where it goes up to, it'll get three, and where it closes, right?
Yeah.
Those three. Schlumberger broke out big time. Look at the volume in that stock yesterday. And it's breaking out again today, and it's a stock that we have a big position in here at Gunderson Capital Management, SLB, on the New York Stock Exchange. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back with another one. Okay, stay tuned.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half. We just went through halftime. I had a pep talk with Steven here. What are we going to do to the second half to make the second half even better than the first half? Well, that's going to be hard to do because we had a powerful first half of the show. We talked about that controversial subject of sell stops, which I am now a 12-stepper on 12. I'm a part of Sell Stops Anonymous. Hi, my name is Bill Gunderson. I used to use sell stops. I won't anymore. Just don't like them, okay? Sell stops, in my book, just don't like them. So we talked about that at length. I prefer to do things manually. Okay, Stephen joins us here again. We have nothing but trouble with that GoPro camera, don't we?
I know. I
wonder if the people that are buying the IPO know about the issues we have with the GoPro cameras here. Now, it may not be, well, it's got to be the camera.
Or it's, I don't know.
I don't know.
Something with how it's connected
to
their
something.
Wi-Fi servers.
Yeah, we have two GoPro cameras. One is pointed at me at my desk here, and the other one's pointed on the downtown scene of San Diego.
And every time they switch to one, the other one doesn't work.
The other one goes off. Yeah, so anyways, short that thing. You know what? Look, I say again, the odds are stacked against you. The guys who invented it and the venture capital guys, they're going to walk away with millions and millions of dollars. You and I, we're at the end of the row. We're down the line. And watch this thing take off and be the biggest winner of all time. I don't see it. I'm not a fan of hardware stocks. Look, chips are a commodity. Semiconductors are a commodity. Flash memory is a commodity. PCs are a commodity. Laptops are a commodity. Look at these stupid things. Tablets. You think there's a... Talk to Hewlett-Packard about how much money they make on printers. Printers are a dang commodity. The only thing they make the money on is the ink, which is also a commodity. So I just don't know that GoPro has these patents, this protection of someone not being able to take a hammer to it. Opening it up, seeing the chips that are inside of there. I'm sure there's already other cameras, right? They have competition already.
I'm sure, yeah.
So, you know what? They're all going to do just fine. More power to them. The guy that invented it and took this thing public, more power to him. But I'm the retail guy down the line. Am I going to make money in this thing? Is it going to grow by 25 or 30% per year? I highly doubt it. They're probably coming public at the best time possible, you know, for them. What about me, the little guy? All right, that's just my thoughts on GPRO, GoPro. Now, I want to talk about another one. How much do you want to bet this thing is headquartered in Texas? C&J Energy Services.
CJES.
Okay, I don't know, but let's click on it.
Check.
Sometimes we get Colorado. Houston, Texas.
There we go.
Wasn't the last one we did in Houston, Schlumberger?
It was Houston. Yeah.
It's probably, guys, Houston, we don't have a problem. We have some of the biggest winning stocks. We should just move to Houston. That town's got to be booming right now with all these huge companies. And you got to believe at some point in time, some guy left Schlumberger and started up his own little company called C&J. Some guy named Charlie and some guy named Jerry. I don't know. I'm just guessing. It's not Ben and Jerry. And they started C&J Energy Services just down the street from Schlumberger. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but it's very possible. It's nowhere near the size of Schlumberger. It's only $1.8 billion in market capitalization. Okay, it's not $132 billion. I mean, Schlumberger's office probably takes up an entire building, and these guys probably are one floor on a building, kind of like us here at Gunderson. We're not Morgan Stanley here at Gunderson Capital Management, but we have a good chunk of space here on their floor, don't we?
We do.
Of course, they've got the whole floor underneath us. That doesn't count. That's all administration. C&J Energy Service has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by what rate, Mr. Gunderson?
104%.
104% per year. Okay, now we have to ask ourselves at this point, has that translated into stock price appreciation? It usually does, but let's make sure. Now this stock, okay, let's flash back to 2011.
Yeah,
this stock was an IPO, just like GoPro. Came public at $12 a share. And where is it today? $32. All right. Hey, if GoPro does that, more power to them. It would be a good IPO. Instead, we look back at one that now has a three-year track record. Not quite a three-year track record. But we do know that the stock has gone from $12 a share to $32. For sure. It has almost tripled since going public. And CJE Energy Services, is up what? Over the last 12 months, it's up
70%.
70%. It gets a momentum grade of
A-.
A-, okay. Another oil energy stock. Now, look. The energy stocks aren't going to go up every single day. They're going to have their rough days. They've had a few rough days here recently. You know, you got to look to Iraq. Is that situation getting worse? Is that situation getting better?
I think it's just stayed the same for right now.
I think probably the news out of Iraq is kind of being buried a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't really hear much about it
anymore. No, I think it says, hey, put this thing on the back burners for now. We don't really want the Americans to know how bad it's getting. So where do I go for Iraq news? I go to Press TV, which is the Iranian newspaper. I read the London newspaper. I read other newspapers in that area, even Al Jazeera, to try to get the true the true picture of what's going on. And it ain't pretty. It's not pretty at all. Okay.
Are you saying our media is not true?
Well, you know, I'm just saying they pick and choose what they want to print, and I don't know. Okay. Now the other thing is Ukraine. Now, yeah. You may think that Ukraine is solved and that Putin, you can trust him. Are you kidding me? That thing is not solved at all. And so, you know, we still take it day by day. At some point in time, the oil and energy stocks will no longer be a leading sector in the market. But for now, until further notice, they continue to be a leading sector in the market. And C&J Energy Services is one of the stocks that we own in that space. Do we own it in our income accounts?
No.
No. No dividend. Do we own it in our conservative growth accounts for the conservative taste?
Nope. It's too small.
It's too small. It's a small cap stock. Now, hopefully someday they'll grow up to be a Schlumberger.
Yeah.
I highly doubt it.
That would be great.
But if they can become one-tenth the size of Schlumberger, if they can grow up to be a $14 billion company, it's currently a $1.7 billion company, that'd be some pretty good capital appreciation, wouldn't it?
I think we'd all take that.
We'd take that. Now, all these stocks in Texas, you know, I'm invited today, and I think you're invited too, Stephen, through a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh.
We have a famous Texan in town in San Diego today, and we're going to go hear him talk. We're going to see what he's got to say. And if I get any one-on-one time with him, I'm going to ask him a few questions about that Texas economy. His name is Rick Perry.
He's the
governor of Texas. He's in La Jolla today, and we're going to be there at noon. And I'm there as an economic guy. As a reporter for Channel 6 News on economics, and I'm going to ask him, you know, what are the differences between California and Texas right now as far as a business environment? So we'll see, and maybe we'll ask him about Schlumberger and Halliburton and what's in his portfolio. I don't know, but hopefully he can remember who the energy secretary is.
Yeah.
That's my biggest worry about Rick Perry. C&J Energy Services has had a good year. Hey, Rick Perry runs a good state, though. I cannot argue about the economy. It's number two in the country,
yeah.
Right? Valuation. I think number one is South Dakota, North Dakota, because of
the Williston
Basin. All right, let's look at some valuation metrics here on C&J Energy Services. I see a forward PE of 15.5. What growth rate do you see there, Stephen?
20%.
15 is less than 20. Remember the old equations where we just had to draw this number is less, is it greater?
What was that, first grade?
And we do that, guess the attendance at the Padres. Is it less than 30,000?
Yeah.
Is it less than 12 people? Is it more than 12 people? Forward PE is 15. Growth rate 20. PEG ratio way less than 1, 0.77. 5-year target price 63. This is a stock that we own, number 163 out of 3,843, another fracking stock. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I'm here with my assistant, Stephen Gunderson. And we are talking about a lot of different subjects here today. We've covered the topic of sell stops, using sell stops, putting in sell stops, which I am not a proponent of anymore. I'm done. All right. Now, I use the examples of the example of Nabors Industry, which somehow, while I'm going through all my stuff yesterday, all of a sudden I get a call from Scott Trade. Bill, you just had a Nabors Industry hit a sell stop, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, great. Okay, I guess I had a few of them. I kind of knew. I knew they were there, but I didn't think they were even close to being hit.
No.
And today Nabors is up 8%. All right, so, well, okay. That's the way it goes.
And sometimes GoPro just came up.
Yeah, sometimes you learn hard lessons in the market. Yeah, we talked about Schlumberger in Houston. Schlumberger, $142 billion company, breaking out, hitting new highs right now, and it's a stock that we own in our conservative growth accounts and in our income account because it does pay a dividend yield of 1.4%. It's funny. Last year, we were investing pretty much in the Silicon Valley with the biotech and San Diego. How many San Diego stocks did we own last year?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. I mean, Illumina, Dexcom, Isis Pharmaceutical, couple others during the course of the year. We were investing in biotech and drug stocks last year. And you know what? We call this sector rotation. From time to time, sectors rotate in the market. And that's the way it is. And you have the choice of flowing with those sectors or sticking with the same sectors year after year after year. You know, I can think back in the over the last several years, there was one year where the consumer stocks, 2012, it was the year of TJ Maxx. Remember how much money? We doubled our money in TJ Maxx. Remember Dollar Tree, 142%. Ross Stores was a big one. Tractor Supply was a triple-digit winner for
those
us.
Pawn shops. Remember the pawn shops?
The pawn shops. Okay, that was the year of retail because that was coming out of that 2009 financial crisis. The consumer was finally back on his feet by about 2011 and started spending, not at Nordstrom's, not at Coach, not at Neiman Marcus or Tiffany's, but at Dollar Tree, Tractor Supply, TJ Maxx. Those were the red hot stocks that year. Okay, then we had obviously a year of drugs and biotechs. We've had commodity booms in the past. I can remember 2011, I want to say, 2010, 2011, when anything with the name copper, iron ore, steel, cement, we had a commodity boom. And not only did the commodity stocks fly, but the guys, the ancillary, the people that made the equipment to get it out of the ground, Bucyrus, Caterpillar, the railroads that carried the commodities, the ships that carried the commodities overseas to China. And, of course, China was a great investment back in 2009, 2010. It was driving the commodity boom, all right? And that's one of the real handy things about the app, is it points out this sector rotation, all right? Hey, we rank the sectors on a daily basis. And every day as I'm walking home, I look at the new rankings of the sectors. And how often does it change?
Not daily.
No. I mean, there's just some movement, some noise within the top 10. But generally speaking, one or two sectors will take control of the market and will just absolutely dominate the market. Sometimes these cycles are 3 months. That's not good. You can't make a lot of money in 3 months in a cycle.
No.
Sometimes these cycles are 6 months. That's not good either, usually. Usually you need a year, okay, 9 months or longer. We had that cycle in biotech and the drug stocks and the internet stocks for 15 months.
Yeah.
And we were able to ride that cycle for all it's worth. Now, this current cycle probably began in May. This is, we're approaching July here. We've got about a two-month cycle going on right
yeah.
now, a two-month trend, okay? It hasn't really paid off yet, but it is the trend. And just like the biotechs, you know, the first 2-3 months, there wasn't a lot of money made, but these things were gathering steam and money continued to flow into them. And pretty soon they took off and it became a very, very profitable trend. We're in the third month, maybe the fourth month of a trend that favors the energy stocks. It still favors the transportation stocks, the railroads, etc. And it still favors the overseas stuff, the emerging markets. I still am a big believer in this India story. So it's not like a really profitable trend yet, but it is the trend. And I am one that says the trend is your friend. And as long as that, let's hope that this trend lasts for 2 years.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a three-month
one. Let's hope that oil goes to $135 per barrel and gasoline is over $5 and we'll all get electric cars. I'll get a little bike or a skateboard. Do you see these motorized skateboards running around? You
yeah.
plug them in at night. I'd look real good on one of those coming to work on my skateboard with my briefcase because I can't afford to fill up my car with gasoline, all right? So anyways, we follow these trends. These trends are our friends. We are not counter-trend kind of guys. I'm not a contrarian. I'm not loading up on gold stocks here. I'm not loading up on the consumer stocks, which are badly beaten down and getting worse by the day. No. I want to go in the areas of the market that are flourishing. And what are those areas of the market that are flourishing right now? Get the Best Stocks Now app. Number 2 in the world on Saturday. Of financial apps. There's a few financial apps out there.
Yeah.
And there's some big boys that we're up against. We will be number one. It's just a matter of time. There must be something to the Best Stocks Now app. Now, its companion is the weekly newsletter, which is me writing that newsletter, Stephen doing all of the administrative stuff to make sure it gets out on time to everybody. Any problems? I didn't get my newsletter. On Monday, we'll get about 5 or 6
yeah,
tweets,
there's
emails.
Quite a few who come in.
I didn't get my newsletter on Saturday.
I can't click the link.
The link's not opening. All right.
Usually, it's the web browser they're using.
Yes.
So
okay.
If you're listening and it doesn't work, check your web browser. Make sure it's updated.
Yeah, make sure your web browser's up. Or
and
try
your
a different
PDF
web
reader.
Browser. And your PDF reader, because we do it by PDF. All right, the newsletter. And then, of course, I manage money. Using all of these exact criteria that we talk about here every day. And that's my main thing here. We manage a lot of money for folks all across America, from Miami to Honolulu. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That is 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.